Anchor has been acquired by Spotify. This is breaking news. So, Anchor's been acquired by Spotify. This is curious, for sure. One thing is certain. That means that we will probably never see anything like Anchor 2.0 ever return again, at least not as Anchor. Maybe something else. And if you don't know what I mean, that was Anchor when it was linear, almost Snapchat-like. Things would disappear in 24 hours. You could still make episodes, you could still publish the podcast, but the main focus was a very linear, almost like a radio-style format that kept things very up-to-date and, I thought, very simple. Now, that aside, this could be ultimately a good thing. So Spotify could bring a lot of technology to the table, and of course, they're already a very large platform. And right now, I think Spotify is one of the only places that Anchor does not publish podcasts to yet, so I'm sure it probably started out where Anchor was just saying, hey, can we publish some of our podcasts to Spotify? Spotify was like, your company looks pretty good. Maybe we'll just buy you guys. So this could be interesting. Now, this just happened, and as far as I can tell, I don't think there's been any major changes to Anchor or Spotify in relation to this acquisition, but it should be interesting to see what we see in the coming year. What does this mean for me or other Anchorites who have been here for quite some time? You just need to go with the flow, and now it is truly a podcasting platform. And I've said this for a while now, as much as I kind of resistant to the idea, it is ultimately a powerful tool, and I think in its own way is still rather game-changing. Now, I have said many times I really loved how Anchor 2.0 was done, the linear, the radio feeling you got from listening, but obviously that didn't work out in the end, and the developers decide to focus solely on being a podcast creation and hosting platform. And they're doing good in that respect. And now they're going to do that through Spotify. So it's going to be the Spotify podcasting arm somehow. I'm curious to see how that will work out. Hopefully changes come, and then maybe someone else will come up with a new version of Anchor 2.0. Maybe I'm the only one who really liked Anchor 2.0. Maybe most people prefer just having the average, the kind of normal podcast format. You put clips of audio together, you publish it as an episode with description, title, whatever else. But I do still miss Anchor 2.0, and that was one of that I really did enjoy. The unique format. It was Snapchat-like, but it was very different. But so the Spotify acquisition, what does that mean for me? I don't know. Probably I'll still do some podcasting on Anchor. Right now, Anchor's just been the home for just whenever I just want to talk about something that's not related to anything, say on my YouTube channel or on my main podcast, which I host on Spreaker, but just want to just talk. That's what I really liked about the original Anchor. You could just put something out there. You can get some good responses from people, interaction. But this is it here and now. I haven't posted in a while to Anchor, and I can't say if I really will. But it is a platform that is certainly unique in its own way. Not as unique as 2.0. Okay, I'll stop talking about 2.0 now. But it is still very unique platform in that it's super easy to communicate with your community. It's super easy to create a podcast. Right now, I'm just on my phone. I'm just talking. I'm just sitting here. It's super easy to do all those things. And it's got a lot of potential. So let's see how this is going forward. Tell me what you think of the Spotify acquisition. Do you think Spotify can make some good changes to Anchor, or do you think it'll be more the other way around? Are you excited to see Anchor integration into Spotify? Because I don't know. I think Spotify has some sort of podcast system, but I'm not sure because I'm an Apple Music guy, sorry. And I guess now I think about it, they have had a relationship with Spotify for a while because a lot of the music and how their music system works. Maybe Spotify would allow you to publish, now that'd be really cool, to publish episodes with music in them to their platform, because Spotify already is handling digital rights management for Anchor's music. So I'm curious to see how that all works. And I think it definitely could bring some exciting potential. And in general, Spotify is a company that just has a lot of technology behind it. And it could be interesting. Now, here's something that I think is interesting. People were saying that SoundCloud... Now, I'm trying to remember. Actually, let me see if I can look this up. Was SoundCloud ever acquired by Spotify? Because I know SoundCloud was struggling. And I'm wondering if Anchor would fill the void of SoundCloud if they never end up acquiring them. I'm just trying to remember. Yeah, it looks like SoundCloud... yeah, it looks like SoundCloud was never acquired. So, it could be curious to see what... That's kind of unfortunate. It seems like SoundCloud is kind of let out, has just been left out there. Because SoundCloud, in a way, is very similar to Anchor. And as far as I know, most likely has a much larger platform and is more music-focused. So I'm curious if Anchor's filling the void of having more user-generated audio content for Spotify. So there's another thing about SoundCloud. SoundCloud is very easy to just get out there, publish, whether it's a podcast or a radio, well, not a radio drama, but an audio drama or your music. You want to be a rapper, you post it to SoundCloud. I'm curious if they'll use Anchor in a way as a way to have users generate content, maybe content other than just podcast. So I'm definitely going to follow this, see what happens, and it's definitely reminded me that I really would like to get more involved in Anchor and see what is up, because this is going to be interesting. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to The Chase Carrington Show on Anchor.